Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's Friday night. 508, glad to have you with us here on the Paul and Jordana Show. I'm Jason DeRussia. They just had this Friday off, right? You know, it's nothing going on or anything.
Paul did the morning show today.
Oh, that's right.
And then Jordana had Friday off, yeah.
Had Friday off?
Yep.
Nice, good for them.
Yeah.
I'm taking Monday off.
Good for you.
Yeah, 71 degrees on Monday.
It's going to be a perfect day. You're going to get out and do biking or something?
Yes. So when you work my schedule, you have to take the day off after you're doing something.
Ah.
So because on Sunday night, I'm hosting this fundraiser cocktail event. And so as I was planning out my life, I thought, Sunday night, event goes 6 to 9, all focused around cocktails. How do we think I'm going to look on TV Monday morning? Answer, not good. Not good. So we're not, I'm like, you know what, let's spare the viewers potentially hungover, certainly overtired newsman. Does anyone need that? No one needs that. No. I am fascinated by the housing market, by new houses, by new construction, and I don't know why. I'm not moving. I'm likely not selling my house. But I think it's our biggest investment, right? And not only an emotional thing where we feel attached to our home, but we also know that when you look at the overall economy, that as housing goes, so goes the economy. I mean, it's a huge engine as far as, you know, lumber and electronics and, you know, various trades and contractors. And so I wanted to visit with David Siegel from Housing First Minnesota as they get ready to celebrate some of the greatest work in housing, in new construction and remodeling and renovations. They'll be celebrating that in a couple of weeks here. David, thanks for being with us here on CCO Radio.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's been a fascinating year, hasn't it? I mean, your industry has dealt with a pretty intense demand, and also you've been on the front lines of the supply chain challenges.
All true. You know, when COVID struck, no one was quite sure what would happen to the market. I think there were fears that we were going to return to the days of 2008, 9, and 10, and just the opposite happened, Jason.
Yeah.
Exactly the opposite.
Right. It's been amazing. And I think, you know, maybe spending a lot of time at home made people evaluate. I feel like perhaps you had a couple things happening. People sitting at home evaluating what their space was like, and maybe they needed more space or different space. And then you also had just kind of a demographic thing happening as the millennials, who some people thought, gosh, millennials are all going to be about living in the city. They're going to rent. They're never going to buy a home. Well, all those millennials who now, by the way, are, you know, ages, what, 24 to 40?
Into 40.
They're into 40. So the millennials are like, you know what? I guess I do want to live in the suburbs like a lot of our, like my parents did, you know, 25 years ago. Sort of surprising, right?
It's true. And they came to it late. They got married a little bit later. Maybe they're going through some of those life changes later. But suddenly we find ourselves with a crew of millennials who is very interested in owning their own home. And, you know, most people, Jason, are still, we've done some research and some surveys, and somewhere close to 90% of the population in Minnesota really dreams of owning a home. So it is still one of those, it is still an American dream to own your place.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? And it sort of makes sense because it's, I mean, as far as some of the other things that we as kind of normal people might be able to buy, you know, you can't really get a loan to go buy your yacht or buy, you can get a loan to buy a house, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So tell us what's going on with new construction, because this has been in the news a lot in the discussion about affordability and having affordable housing in Minnesota. In the housing market, do you need, I mean, does this all sort of trickle down? Like as the biggest fancy houses are more expensive, it makes it more difficult to build affordable houses on the low end? Or why is it that we have such a struggle with an affordable housing stock around here?
Well, it's a great question. Really, it sort of stems from coming out of that Great Recession. For the last decade, and I know this surprises people because everywhere you turn, there's construction, but we've actually been underbuilding in this market for well over 10 years. And so we really need housing of all types. You really have kind of a supply and demand problem here. Even though we've been building a great deal, we just haven't kept up with demand in the marketplace, and that drives prices up. Mm-hmm. And of course, the second thing that's happening, you know, we have some regulations and we have some outdated zoning rules that make it hard to build that smaller home. I think there's an awful lot of people, Jason, that would like to purchase a more modest, newly built home. We're having a difficult time building that product. If you require a certain minimum lot size or an exterior finish or a certain garage size, as some cities do, it's very difficult. You think about Highland Park or St. Louis Park or Golden Valley or Richfield, wonderful communities desired today. We really couldn't build those today.
Well, so some of those houses are what, 1,200, 1,400, 1,600 square feet.
Right. And we'd love to be able to build that product today. We need the permission and the ability to do a little greater density and maybe let the marketplace decide the type of product that it wants. So I know it surprises people, but we still have a shortage of product. So it does trickle down in the sense that the more housing we could build altogether, including apartments, by the way, the better it would be for the entirety of the market.
Is there a lesson we've learned over the last year as far as the kind of housing that people want? I mean, maybe are Minnesotans compared to other areas of the country, are we less interested in kind of apartment living or... I don't know. I see lots and lots of apartment buildings going up in the city. I guess where are we at on that?
No, I think the lesson learned is maybe the biggest shift is this kind of the work from home piece. And I know in talking to some builders, they would say, well, for a while it seemed like the home office was on the way out, and now we're hearing from clients who want two home offices.
Huh.
So a big shift there. And I do think your instinct is correct that people who were at home a great deal and found themselves doing a lot of work from home decided that either they were going to remodel their house or maybe it was time for something new. Mm-hmm. And so they've reached out to the builder community. There's not much resale inventory on the market.
Yeah.
And that's driving people into that new construction, and interest rates remain really low, which makes that and it's still an attractive buy for people.
In 2 weeks, you're going to have your big celebration. I've emceed this for many years of all of the outstanding achievement in remodeling and new construction, and I love doing it for two reasons. One, I do think that the people who work in home building and the contractors around it that support it, they're just so fun. Like, they're just I have such a great time with everybody out there. But the other part is that it goes to what you said about owning a home being the American dream, which it really is for so many people. And there's something special about helping people achieve that dream, which is what people kind of in the home building industry are doing.
It's so true. And when you talk to a builder and they drive around the Twin Cities and they can actually point to a house that they built, there's just tremendous pride in that, in the sense that you created the community for that family. You made their living situation enhanced and better. We have a labor shortage, Jason. So if there are those listening who are interested, we pay well. It's a great job. We are problem solvers, and it's a wonderful industry, as you point out.
The whole operation short on people, from your construction, kind of your laborers, what areas do you need people?
Very much in the skilled trades. Electricians and plumbers and framers and roofers and siders and all of those folks. And it's just a wonderful business to be in. Many of those people start out working for others and then end up starting their own businesses. The entrepreneurial nature of people in the industry is always, it's one of the things I just get great joy out of. So, right. Those are the skilled trades, very much so.
Good stuff. David Siegel, Housing First Minnesota. We appreciate all the work that all those home builders and skilled trades women and men are doing. That labor shortage means a lot of extra hours for a lot of people, too. So we appreciate all of that. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
It'll be our honor. Thank you.
Very good. There goes David Siegel. It is 5:18 on News Talk 830. I promised that we would talk about the ACT and whether it's time to get rid of it. Is it time to get rid of standardized tests when it comes to college admissions? Some new information out about how many Minnesotans took the test. We'll dive into that next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.